The conference will now begin.
Okay, Shalom, hi. We're in Das Mida Zecha. We're coming to Das Mida Zecha on page Kuf Chav Dalet. Let's just review a couple of lines from the fourth line of the page, Akrabiya Maharal, a little bit of Chazar. We're in the Mida of Azaz. There's Azaz, of course, of Tumah, of the Klipa, and there's Azaz of Kedusha. And there are different, we've been learning about different types of Azaz that this is all within the yisod of Afar, of that sharpness, the hardness of Afar. And we're learning about the tikkunim of the different types of Azaz that are not healthy and how to overcome those manifestations of Azaz by using the yisodis of Mayim, Ruach, Mayim, Eish, and Ruach. So, let's just review for a minute. It was a while back. So on Kuf Chav Dalet, four lines down, let's just review. Rabbi Amaral, Sheyeshna Azaz Shabo Min HaGuf, Yeshna Azaz Shabo Min HaNefesh. We spoke about how there's an Azaz that comes from the Guf, and Azaz that comes from the Nefesh. Azaz Shabo Min HaGuf, the Azaz that comes from the Guf, the demands that the body makes of us, that has to do with many regular desires and even outrageous desires that are the Azaz of the Guf. Shor Shib Yisayt HaOfer. Azaz Shabam HaNefesh, Shor Shib Daz. The Azaz of the emotional Azaz comes from Daz. V'chein Mokam HaAzaz Nikra Azaz Meitzach. Therefore, that's called Azaz Meitzach. The Azaz of the Nefesh is called Azaz Meitzach, of the forehead, by the mind, by Daz. Azaz Panim in Yona Gilui Eiref Ofer B'Panim. Azaz Panim is a Gilui of the back of the neck, Ofer B'Panim of the face. Zui Azaz Shabo Min Marechas HaGuf. This is an Azaz that comes from the Marechas HaGuf. HaAzaz HaPnim Yisrael Yonim Mezgal B'Metzach. The deeper Azaz is Mezgal B'Metzach, the forehead. Malkum Gili HaRotzen, the place of thinking, of thought, of Rotzen. Kasha Odom Megali Rotzen Sheinenu Emes. When a person wants something that he shouldn't want, he wants something that's not good. Vutakif Birtzano, and he's very strong in that Rotzen, and he doesn't care how anybody explains to him or how wrong this might be. He insists on it. Zubi Azaz the Klipa. That's the Azaz of Klipa. Kashu Megali Rotzen Emes. However, when there's a Rotzen that's true, a Rotzen Emes, which is Ritzenei Lassus Ritzonicha, the longing, the will, the desire of a Jew to mean Eved Hashem, even though the whole world says that we're crazy, and it's irrational and it's impossible. So that takes a huge amount of chutzpah of Azaz. That's an Azaz of Kedusha. Tremendous chutzpah, tremendous Azaz to be able to be defiant and to hold on to that will, that Rotzen, that strong Rotzen, that Azaz Meitzach, that our minds tell us and the Shamas tell us that this is who we are, we're Jews. And the Azaz Meitzach in Kedusha is an Azaz of Kedusha. Even though everybody else says you're wrong. Everybody else says this is crazy. So it takes a tremendous amount of Azaz, a tremendous amount of chutzpah to defy the entire world. That's an Azaz of Kedusha. And when it's with the Guf, the Azaz of Kedusha is that even though the body is making very strong demands, and the whole world says that those are healthy and normal demands that any normal, healthy person gives into and indulges, those desires, those needs of the Guf. And the person says, Afa Pichein, Ritzani Lassus Ritzanicha, Havi Yetzer HaTov, and my Yetzer HaTov is telling me that this is a desire that I must not give into, that I must overcome this desire. It's a tremendous chutzpah. Every part of him is screaming out for this taiva. And the whole world is saying that this taiva is normal. And the person defies all of that with an azus of kedusha. An azus of kedusha. Here it's more the meaning of the azus of the, we're talking about the, that comes from the Irif. And the person with tremendous azus says, I'm not giving into that. I'm not giving into that. And in this regard, Aleh Nemar Azin Shabu'umas Yisrael. In Kedusha, the most Azazdik people in the world, the biggest Muchatzafim in the world, is Yisrael. We go against the whole world. Mamish, the biggest Azin of the whole world is Yisrael. Ha'hepach Shalzeh Hu Klipa. The opposite of this is Klipa. We spoke about this last time. When there's a wife who openly makes sexual demands of her husband, so that's a tviya bepeh, and the result of that is this: that's a chutzpah. She's a chatzufa. That's an azaz banim, and that has an effect upon. Potential effect upon the children to be b'nei chatzufa. Because in Yonah Shetavah, she goes with such a chusman as his panim. Mi'idach b'oifen she'aretzuyei aretzei, Rabbi the Gemara says, that when she doesn't speak in a way of chusman, and it's not with an asis panim, but rather in a more tsanua way, she shows that she has an interest in her husband, and she's meratzeh him to appease him and to show him love and so on, but not in any kind of a azazdik direct way, then shebkoach kachi tova so, if that's how she brings him around to be closer to her, then adrabe has the opposite effect on the children, that the children are bonim u'ulam, have more of a likelihood of being elevated people, greater people. So ma kavanas hadavar ma hevdo ben b'nei chatzuf u'lai tzuyei eretzuf. What's the difference between these two? Zed dover v'hipucho. There's one thing and the opposite. Pemim advarm shedibar, this is what we've been learning. Chatzuf hu oz. Chutzpah chatzuf is oz. Oz en yonu shu tavesh hadavar v'peh. Oz is that tviya v'peh. That this is something that I want, and I'm tovei b'peh. Misad kach yesh na avchanes shel tachanunim yidaber rash va'osher yana azus. Regarding this, the Shlomo Melch speaks about the azus of the rich person. And very often, rich people feel that they're entitled, and that they could talk in a way of chutzpah, and they can make demands of everybody because they see themselves as being higher than other people due to the wealth that they have. They see themselves as being superior to other people. And therefore, unlike the rush, unlike the poor person who speaks in a way of tachanunim, of humility, asking and begging, tachanunim yidaber rush, a rush speaks in a way of tachanunim, the Ashir, the rich person, Yana Azus, often speaks in a way of Azus, of Chutzpah. Zuahav Chonesh Otavaz Bepeh. And this is how we understand the difference between somebody who's Tavaz Bepeh, which is an Azus Shemezgala Mitzada Kilkel, which is a damaged Azus, inappropriate Azus. You think that this is something that's appropriate. And to demand something in such a way is mitzada kilkel. Das genuza bepeh, because mezgala das shenena nechana. One's das is manifested through his words, and when a person reveals this das, which is einena nachona, which is not appropriate to behave in such a way. It's behaving like this spoiled rich person that has the azas panim to speak in a way that's making demands, and there's a feeling of entitlement and expectations that's coming to him because of his wealth, because he's rich. However, when there's mezgala, the mahalach of true das, of holy das, by the Meitzach of the forehead. Shom mezgala mahalach shel Ritzui Haaretzei. Doesn't mean that she can't show any closeness or warmth or affection. She does. But she's not tovas bepeh. He mezgala zos mikor mekudas haratzen. It's not a tviya bepeh, but rather there's a rotzen. And that rotzen that she has to be closer to her husband is something that comes in a way that's sanua from the kudas hadas. That's holy. When we call it the kudas hadas, I'm a kukela, she tkifa bilvad. The ruined or damaged das and azas of Meitzach is when it's strong, demanding, and with a sense of entitlement. But when there's aritsuye artsi, which means a gentle and delicate and subtle way to express desire or interest, adrab, that's a meitzach of kedusha, a rotzen of kedusha. Kol rotzen la'atzmai michad utakif miidach urach. Every rotzen on the one hand is takif. A rotzen means it's something which is strong. But the miidach, on the other hand, hurach, it can be expressed and it needs to be expressed in a way that's rach, that's gentle, that's subtle. K'moshus k'leil shagamaf yishak kosher v'rach v'vasachas zu ahav chanas kesed. When you take the two words kosher and rach, strong or hard and soft, gentle, and you add them together, then it's a gematria hakeser, not keser, but hakeser. 625. Himitzad echad harotzen nikra eson. Because on the one hand, the others are called, Avnisog and Yaakov are called esonai olam, the strong ones, because they had powerful rotzen to bring Elokus into this world. Avn was Eitan and Mizrahi, was mamish, powerful, strong. Because rotzen is powerful and strong, and in kedusha, that's how kedusha is brought into the world, and that's how shuls are built and yeshivas are built, and that's how everything in kedusha is built. Usharish nekudas hatkifus v'hakoshi. In that. Eitan, powerful aspect, strong aspect of Rotzen, is the shorish of that tkifus, that koshi, that strongness, that tkifus, that strength of Rotzen. Mi'idach u'shorish harakus, on the other hand, there's a Rotzen that is rooted in rakus, in a gentle and subtle way. That's called aritzei aritzei. Lashon dover merutza shehu rach, which is something which is beautiful and gentle. Zui klolus hakoshi varakus bevasachas. Keser, of course, is rotzen as well. And that hakeser, that midah of will, of rotzen, has two aspects, kosher and rach, which together equal the gematria of hakeser. Pesh kuf haf hei. Kan ba'oimek sherish Hatikun shul ha'azus meitzach, and in here lies the sherish of being mesakein the azus meitzach of tuma. She mezgala mechad kerotzen takif, which comes out. It could come out in a way of tkifus, or it could come out in a way of etzuye arzei. So hepechal gomer shul bnei chatzufin, which is the opposite of chutzpah, is using the rotzen in a way to be meratze. The meratze means to be appeased. It's a gentle. It's a gentle expression of will. That's the tikkun for the Azus Meitzach. of the Tovas V'Peh, and Mimela here, instead of B'nei Chatzufa, children who come out from the B'nei Chatzufa who are, to begin with, have inclinations that are negative. Instead, it's a Mila of the children that they have who come out from this relationship of Rotzen, of Ritzui. Now, let's try to understand in a deeper way this sugi of Azaz. His kanul el shtei ashita shehubu b'maseches kala rabasi miyuan nikra azpanim. We learned earlier in Chazal who's called an azpanim. L'chad ma'andomer ben nida nikra azpanim. One of the midas that comes out in unrepaired ben nida, the child of somebody who did not go to the mikveh, of somebody who's a nida, is azpanim. L'chad ma'andomer mamza nikra azpanim. So there's a disagreement in Chazal. Who is the person that has this powerful gene of Azaz Panim? One opinion is it's the Ben Nida, the woman who was a Nida, the child of that woman who wasn't toiling for her Nida. And L'chad Mandomer Mamza Nikra Azaz Panim. The other opinion says that a Mamza is an Azaz Panim, an illegitimate child, halachically illegitimate. Nida, so what does this mean? What's the difference between a Nida, that begam of a Ben Nida, and the begam of a Mamza? What's the difference? And how does it relate to Azaz? Nida in Yonadam. The Inyan of Nida, of course, is her bleeding. Olivnama ki Adam hu ha-nefesh. And Dam is the soul, the blood is the Nefesh. And zu azus shal nefesh. This is the azus of nefesh. Filo mamzehu azus hashayeches leguf. So nida is an azus of the nefesh, and mamzeh is an azus of the guf. Let's understand this. So mamzeh nikra, this is a little bit, this section is a little bit hard, but it's gewaltig. Mamzeh nikra, mamzeh, meloshen zarus. The word mamzeh, Chazal tells us, is from a loshen of zar, strange, foreign, something that doesn't belong, something from outside. When a person has a relationship with somebody who's forbidden to him, so the result of that is a mamzer. It's lost in the strangeness of foreignness, of being michutz. Nikra is nida. The word nida is a miloshen navenad, to be wandering, to be moving and wandering. Nida natrikun nun da navenad kamushnema bekayin navenad tibiar. It's like a tibiar. Like it says by Kayin that he was cursed that he'd be a navenad, to be wandering around. And so too the inyan of the nida is navenad, meaning that she's on a very simple level. You understand that the nida, as a result of her having her period, she is displaced. She's not able to be in her regular place together with her husband, and there's a certain displacement that takes place. Therefore, the chiluk between the mamzer and the nida is very clear. Mamzer ba mizivuk she'en leheter. It's arayis. The mamzer comes from something which is absolutely forbidden, and there's no heter for it. It's arayis. It's of arayis. That child is a mamzer. Nida isur lezman bilvad. Nida the isur is temporary until she goes to the mikveh. So it's temporary. She's, for now, she's in a state of galus. Nida is the lashon of navenad, of galus. So now she's in a state of galus. But that could be changed. It could be a gula. It's only lizman. Aval hu davar sheyesh lo heter. Something which has a heter. Lacher taharosa after the mikvah. She's tahira. Imkein bedakus. Let's understand with azus. Imkein bedakus yeshna azus on the vas mi maise shel oilam ein lo avsharo shel chibur. There's a certain kind of a chutzpah, certain kind of an azus that comes from a situation. Like a mamzer, that where there can never be a chibur, there cannot be any relationship between this man and this woman. It's forbidden. There's ain lo efshar shel chibur. They can't be together. It's not that she goes to the mikvah and she's permitted. It's an isser. It's an isser arayis. That's called a mamzer. So there's a certain kind of an azus. We'll bring this more down to earth in a second. There's a certain kind of an azus, so something that's mamish impossible. And the azus goes against that. V'yeshna azus haba mechibur sheyochel agila dehenter. Nida is a different kind of an azus, because there we're talking about an iser that's going to be permitted once she goes to the mikveh. It's just not now. So there just needs to be some patience and to wait until she goes to the mikveh. Zuvi azus misuk shayna. This is a different kind of an azus. Azus shabo mikorach et starfus adorah shabetzim yeshal et tziruf. This is a certain kind of an azus where the person is in the ballpark. There is the potential, there's the possibility of this being real, of it being true, of it being something that he should have. There's that possibility. Just like in the case of the Nida, it's a matter of time, but there can be Tahara. If she goes to the mikveh, there'll be Tahara. So too with Azus, there is an Azus in that way of Nida. There's a certain Azus where something is not completely, completely out or zar, strange, foreign, off limits, completely unreasonable and outrageous. It's something which is shaykh, but it just needs, there needs to be patience. It's just not the time right now. So the etzem yeshel of tziruf, elishu etzdarfilov lo bezman anachon shelo. It's not the right time. The nida, this husband and wife do belong with each other, but not right now. And any attempt otherwise to be together is an azus problem, is a chutzpah. It's not for now. You do have a shaykhus to each other. You do belong with each other. And once she goes to the mikveh, that's fine. Then she does a b'kedusha. But now, it is not. That's a chutzpah now. It's a chutzpah to try to make it happen when it's not the time. Kol zeh b'loshen chitzaynis. B'loshen pnimius, yos here deeper. Ha'azah shel hanida navas mi'estarfus adava shetzarech liyos nav v'nad mimenu. The azus of the nida comes, that's called nida, of the ben nida, comes from the hitzdarfus l'dav shetzarech liyos nav v'nad mimenu. It comes from something that you should not be connected to now. It's something that should be apart from you. Like the woman that's a nida is nav v'nad, she's in galus. And you are in galus from her. That is, for now, you need to be apart. And now you cannot join this. You have to be away from this. This is not for you now. Eating is normally something which is permitted, but if it's a fast day, then for now it would be for now that Indian of eating is in galus and it's a chutzpah to eat. It's an azus of that pechina of anida, of impatience, that you were not able to control yourself and you were impatient and you ate on Yom Kippur Chas V'Shalom. This is something that would have been permitted had you waited till the end of the day. If you would have waited until the end of Yom Kippur, then it would be permitted for you to eat. But you didn't wait, and it's an azus, a chutzpah. That's called Mida. Aval Dover Shanov and Nod, who be'etzem the Mahal of Sheltenua. Novenod means it's something which is moving, it's in Galus, but it could also return. It goes away and it returns. It's Novenod. Just like the Nida, for now it has to be away. It can't be part of your life now, but it will return to your life. Eating in Yom Kippur, for now it's Novenod. It's away. It's in Galus. You can return to it. It can come back to you. But Hamamzer, that's different. Hamamzer is already different. Hamamzer was Zar Be'etzim. Now we're talking about something which is Zar Be'etzim. Zar, Oisius Raz. The letter Zayin Reish, Zar, strange, foreign, spelled Raz. Raz means something which is hidden. Peyush Nelam, something which is gone. It's not here. It's disappeared. Zar peyushu nela machmas kashi sa'irif machmasu megala achor v'loponim, and this aziz ponim, this kashi sa'irif of the mamzer, is when there's something that is completely not part of your world, and you're trying to insist on making it part of your world, which is like that situation of a relationship that brought a mamzer into the world. It's zar. It's something which is, it's hidden from you, meaning it's not allowed to be part of your life. But the chutzpah is that you don't care, and you ignore that. That's chutzpah. Mitzad kach, ha-tfisa ha-mukeh shel ha-azos megiyah ma'isa mokam ha-nikra zaros. So what we're learning is that the deeper understanding of Azus is that Azus comes from a place that's called Zarus, outside, distant, strange, foreign. The difference, however, between, in other words, it's not something you should be having now or doing now and you shouldn't be asking for it and so on. The difference, however, is between a Nida and a Mamza. The Nida is an Enazar Lagamre. She's not altogether away or outside or out of reach. It's a matter of time to go to the mikveh. The mamza comes from a situation of complete zarus, foreignness. So when it says in the Mishnah, have a oz kanomer, you should have azus like a leopard, a nomer. Madu adafka kanomer, why dafka like a leopard? I remember saying, "Hanomer who taloda shel chazayar, hystarful levia." Whatever this means, Chazal tell us that this animal, the leopard, is a combination of a certain type of a chazer from the forest, that mated together with a lion cub. The koyan chakach, and from this comes out a nomer, the strange zarus. As two that have no shaykhis to each other comes out of mamzer. Zo me'ein mamzeris. Mamzeris. That's me'ein, a certain kind of mamzeris. It's starfus, page kuf kafav. It's starfus l'davishu lav bar tziruv klal. It means taking two things and forcing them together even though they're not about tziruv at all. Even though they have no shaykhis one to the other. Mitzad ha-kilku, when this is done in a way that's tamei, that's called mamzer. Mitzad kedusha nemar al zeh havi oz kanam. The Mishnah is talking about in kedusha, where, like, for a person might think somebody like myself that I this person could say somebody like myself that I went to public school my whole life and I never went to yeshiva. It's not possible for me to finish shas. I can never do the daf yomi and go through shas. It's not possible. And what's the tzirif between me and kedusha or finishing Shas or Kedusha? What's the, there's no tziruf, no shaychus one to the other. The azas of Kedusha is havi oz kenomer. Havi oz kenomer, to serve Hashem, you do things that seem to you to be impossible, things that seem that you have no tziruf, no connection to, and you move ahead and you do the ratzon Hashem. That's called the azas of a nomer. In Tumah, it's called a mamzer. What's the shaychus? No shaychus. You went ahead and did it anyway? What's your shaychus to this woman? She's a married woman. She's somebody else's husband. What's your shaychus to go with her? And you went ahead. It was a chutzpah, an unbelievable chutzpah. It's called, and that's called a mamzer. And the children from that are b'nei chutzpah, chutzpah. I mean, they're not b'nei chutzpah, they're mamzer. They can't, they're also love of a call. They can't marry a regular girl. It's clear that the kilkel of anida is not as deep as the kilkel of a mamza. And kaga is a gam ledin, of course, in halacha as well. Ben nida, a child that's born from a woman who didn't go to the mikveh, who's anida, it's a pagam. It certainly is a pagam. It is some sort of damage. But a mamzer is post psul yochsim agami gover. But a mamzer can't marry regular. A ben nida is a pagam. If you're allowed to marry a ben nida, it's a pagam, which can be overcome. I mean, in our times there was a big exchange of letters between Rabbi Moshe Klein and the Stipler regarding this issue of a ben nida, and can you marry a ben nida or a bas nida? You come from a perfectly fine family. And you were born in Kedusha because your mother went to the mikveh, and you want to marry somebody that's a balas tshuva, that's a ben nida or a bas nida. So this is a question. Rav Moshe Klein said it's not preferred at all. I want you to still stay away from it. And the stipler said that if you see that this person has good mida, does it mean that he or she overcame that pagam? It could be overcome, as we're learning now, that it's not necessarily something which is forever or permanent. It doesn't have to be. One can overcome it. And in Kedusha, when you overcome that, that's Azaz of Kedusha, because you were inclined to certain things, being born of Anida, and you overcame those things, and there's tremendous Kedusha in that. That's Oz Kenomer. But a mamzer is something else. A mamzer is a psul in the yuchsin altogether. You can't marry. You can only marry another mamzer. You can't marry regular. It's a psul altogether in the yuchsin. So that's the shum shazu is chabrus adavah shubar chibur. Because when it comes to anida, there really is a connection, and they do belong with each other. There's only something that's ma'akiv, and the chibur took place in a way that's not right. She didn't go to the mikveh. It's a pagan. But there is a bar chibur, therefore there is a connection. It wasn't with the patience to wait, and it's a pagam, and it's an azaz, but it's not a complete azaz. It's not a total azaz. Azaz shleimi kishadim itzdarf l'davashu lav batzir of klal. But full azaz, complete azaz, the highest madrega of azaz is when you go after something that you have no tzir of b'chlam or shaychus. It's an unbelievable chutzpah. It's no shaykhs at all. It's like, you know, there's a convention of nuclear physicists and somehow you snuck into the place and they're having all different lectures and you force yourself and you go up to the podium. Up to the stand, and you start to say, I'd like to dash in here something. So he goes, chutzpah, what's your background? I studied Shakespeare or something. So what do you have a shaykhus over here? There's no tziruf at all to Shakespeare, between Shakespeare and nuclear physics. What are you doing over here? And to go up like that is such a chutzpah. It's not a chutzpah. It's such an azus. Tremendous azus to do that. What's your shaychus to that? You have no shaychus at all. What are you going there? You don't belong there at all. When someone is not invited to a party and he goes to a party, it's an azus. And therefore it's a pechin of mamzer because you're a czar. You don't belong there. It's not your place at all. You have no shaychus to that place. You have no shaychus. You know, you go to some place and there's a a simcha or whatever, a yeshiva, and there were all these big Talmidei Chacham sitting by Mizrach. They're sitting along the wall. And this guy's a rich guy, but he's an Am Haaretz. But we already saw that by many rich people that it's Ayesha Yana Ba'azaz. And even though the Mizrach, they're all sitting there, each one is a big Talmud Chacham and a Tzaddik, whatever, this rich guy goes with this fancy suit with his little kerchief coming out from his pocket in the suit. You know, how they like to do that. Not that means everybody that does that is chas v'shalom rich or bad. But there's a certain Indian like that that smells a little bit chuspidic sometimes. So he goes and sits himself down by Mizrach. This one's he's sitting over there, it's Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Baron Cutler, the Klausenberger Rebbe, the Blues of the Rebbe. You know, they're sitting over there, and this rich guy comes and he sits himself in the middle, and he puts his arm around Rav Moshe Feinstein and says, "So, how's the wife doing, you know? Oh, chutzpah. Okay, who are you? What are you doing here? You're a czar. You're a czar to this. You're a stranger. You don't belong here." Not that Rav Moshe would ever say that. He would be totally happy and feel comfortable. But that's how he was. But you don't belong in this place. You don't belong here. This is not your place at all. What do you have a shaykh? There's no tzirif between you and Rav Moshe Feinstein. What's that tzirif? I mean, you're both Jews. Otherwise, what's that tzirif? There's no shaykh over here. But we see things like this keseder. It's a chutzpah. It's a chutzpah, not tachina, that madrega that's called mamzer. It's totally strange, totally far with the shaykhs. So he asked the shomamzer mikzara kilkum mikzara tikkun emalkach avi oz kenomer. But in kedusha, it's oz kenomer. What is it? What's that kind of a chutzpah? Oz kenomer. In other words, like a mamzer to kedusha, a heliga mamzer. What does that mean? A mamzer to kedusha. What's a heliga mamzer? It's not out of a Shlomo Kalbach story. And I've even heard him say such a thing. So what does that mean? A heliga mamzer. Means that you have no natural chibur to this, no natural connection to this. And the whole world says you have no shaychus, but it's something that's the Ratzon Hashem, and it's something that's a big mitzvah, and you do it. You go ahead and you do it. You just push ahead. You know, but he says, what's your shaychus, like I said before, about learning shas, what's your shaychus to davening tefillah b'kavana? What's your shaychus, like, somebody was telling me years ago, talking about, you know, quiet and davening, and somebody said that one of the arguments that he was hearing, and this is one of the arguments he was hearing because he's an Ashkenazi person, one of the arguments he was hearing from his old friends was that you're not such a big Baal Madrega. Who do you think you are that you're quiet the whole davening? You're not a Baal. We know you, and you're not such a Baal Madrega. So they're saying that you have no tziruf to people who daven seriously. You have no tziruf to people who are quiet during davening. You're just one of us, and we're talkers, and you belong with us. To us, you have a tziruf. But what do you have a tziruf? What shaychus do you have? You're not a davener. You're not a davener. Since you're not a davener, you're not really a davener. So what shaychus do you have to this ending of being quiet all daven? You don't have a shaychus. The Yetzar comes in such a mahalach. It's a very common theme of the Yetzar. You start to daven a little bit better and you have a little bit more kavana. And the Yetzar says, what do you have a shaychus? What's your shaychus to tefillah b'kavana? And what shaychus to tefillah b'kavana? It's like with everything. It comes to shaivavim. And you hear drasha b'kedusha. And your Yetzar says to you, what do you have a shaychus to the midah kedusha? What's shaychus? Work on other things like, you know, making better brachas and keeping Shabbos properly. But kedusha, you have no shaychus to kedusha. What do you have a shaychus to kedusha? No shaychus to being a person that's able to hold himself back. Well, so what's the azpan? And what's the mamzer, the heliga mamzer? The mamzer of the kedusha, the person that says, No. The Baruch Hashem says Kadoshim to you, and it says in the Torah, and it says that will call Adas me yourself to the entire Jewish people. It means Afani, me too. I do have a shaychus. I'm going to force myself to have a shaychus. Even though my past tells me I have no shaychus, my desires tell me I have no shaychus, but I'm going to overcome that with tremendous azus, tremendous chutzpah, holy chutzpah, azus the Kedusha. I'm going to go ahead and do this mitzvah, or stay away from this aveira. That's the meaning of Avi Oz Kenomen. Lassus Ritzon Avichus Rishamayim. That's Mitzalatikon. Oz Kenomen Yochel Eschabot Avishayin Lai Lov Shum Chibur. Mikokach, Mishu Oz Ein Gul in the Kudus Eschab Rishamayim. A person who has this Oz of Kedusha, there's no borders, there's no boundaries to how much he can, what he can do in Kedusha. Nothing's holding him back. He doesn't care. He ignores all the stop signs, all the red lights. When it comes to Kedusha, he just keeps on going. Numbers, Begematria, Eretz. Eretz. Rutz Aleph. Which can be broken into Rutz, running, pushing, moving, and Aleph. Rutz Aleph in Yonashuhu Meritz Eschakol Bechazor La'alufa Shalom. Means he takes everything in his life and he runs back to the Aleph. He runs to Hashem. He takes everything and he runs back to Hashem. Hashem is the Aleph, and he's Rutz, he runs back to the Aleph. Kol Adam Yeshbo Aziz. Elisha Aziz Shalom Mugbelis. Every person has some chuspas, some azas, but it's limited. And when he comes to something which is there's too much, there's just too strong a mechitza between himself and this davish of the kedusha, this holy thing, it seems to be too strong. Uchshemigia davishu mechitza yoyse gedolu ukveidem ha'azas shelo. Hakayved goyvel azus. Then the heaviness of this mechitza, of this mania, this that's preventing you, that it'll be so heavy that it will be goyver. It will be stronger than your azus, and you just feel that you can't overcome this. Hakayved goyvel azus. Oz kenamer in Yonushu yochel eschav l'davishu elam lav b'achiv. So what does it mean, oz kenamer? Oz kenamer means don't think that way. In Kedusha, even something that looked like you couldn't, you can. Yochel eschav l'davishu elam lav b'achiv. You could join something that you didn't originally have any chibur to. It's lav b'achiv. Harebet shebetzem yesh lev shos lev koh kal mechitza. This person was an oz. There's an Oz Kenomer, he has the Koch, the Azaz, to break down any barrier between him and becoming a Tzaddik. Between him and Kedusha, he'll break down any barrier. Zeh Oymek HaAzaz to Kedusha. That's the deeper meaning of Azaz of Kedusha. Everybody says you can't do this. In your own head it says, no, it's not Shaykh to you, this Madrega of Kedusha. And you go ahead and you do it. Zemegim Oimek Das, the Kedusha Shabakoch Letzaref Hakol. This comes from the Oimek of Das. Remember, Das takes two things. The Koch of Das takes things that are different and disparate, that are different, and with the Koch of Das, he's able to join them together and to see the connection. So you hear, we have a person where there's Azaz the Kedusha, where there was something that wasn't him. It seemed to be something which was foreign to him and strange. It seemed to be something outside of him that he couldn't possibly do, but he's able to overcome that because of this Koch of Das, this strong Koch of Das of Kedusha. And once there's that Das of Kedusha, everything can come together. Mamish, opposites. Yesh Das Chalokis, Yesh Das Shleima. Yaakov Shul B'chin is Das, Mitzarev is Hakol. Yaakov is able to be Mitzarev everything. The connecting that beam of the Mishkan that connected that connected the other beams. That's called a bria. That's called a bria hatichai, and that's marviach min hakotze el hakotze. It's able to Yaakovina's midas to take opposites, the two most extreme separate sides, and the bria hatichai is to megala the emes and join these two together. Marviach min hakotze el hakotze. Azus shleima in yonish b'kolacha azus umetzayef es hakol. In kedusha, azus means that das that says I can also learn shas. I could also be mitzaref to tzaddikim. I could also be live a life of a tzaddik. I could also accomplish such and such. To be mitzaref as hakol. That's keneged Yaakov Avinu, which is the briach hatichon in the mishkan, which is my briach. Goes from one end of the Mishkan to the other end of the Mishkan. It brings together two opposites, where it seems that I could not be mitzvah. It seems that this was something that was distant from me, this thing of Kedusha, but I force myself and I push myself to make that connection to this Davar of Kedusha. Azus is always the Indian of seven. Zayin hu shvius biyichidais, and ayin is shvius ba'asaris. Seven is the seven of single digits, and then 70 is of 10, two digits. Kedivei chazal hanaydorim kol ha-shivim chavim. All sevens are beloved. Hein l'chadar v'chaviv yoyisim en ha'azis, v'neiman ditna toili Yisrael v'nei shehin azim. V'nekech ez azis, az shichol l'tzayiv v'sakol. That's the meaning of Uz. The Uz consists of Ayin and Zayin, seven in single digits and 70. And there's something very beloved when it comes to these two numbers that join together to make the word Uz when it's in Kedusha. Because Hashem loves Uz of Kedusha. They're not near to tell Yisrael, and they're Uz and Shabumas. They're the most chuspidic of people. It's an azus that can bring everything together, like the ayin and the zayin come together. It's an azus of kedusha. Ze be'etzem akli la'asig es ha'torah kedusha. And in truth, this is the kli that one needs in order to really, really become a person that's great in Torah. Ha'torah kedusha shisheresh hakol. The Torah, which is the root of all existence, hi akach l'tzarev is kol abriya kula. The Torah is what is mitzaref all things and brings all things together. In order to be a person that receives the Torah, that's connected to Torah, which the Torah itself binds everything together. What does it mean the Torah binds everything together? Like we're learning in the Keser Shem Tov Shiurim on Friday morning, for those who have the chutzpah to get up so early, the Azaz the Kedusha to get up so early, we learn Keser Shem Tov on Friday morning. So what we're learning is that the whole meaning of the Baal Shem to say that is, of course, L'Hashem ha'aretzim lo, ha'tevel v'yeshveva. Everything in the world is elokus. That das of Kedusha is mitzarf everything and brings everything together for one singular purpose, which is das es Hashem, knowing Hashem. Chol drechecha de'ehu. If a true person of Torah, is not only living a life of Kedusha in the Shul or in the Beis Medrash, but wherever he is in the world, he has the Azus of Kedusha to push himself in with Kedusha in that place as well. The Torah is mitzvah of everything. That's why it's the 22 letters of the Alaves. Ashri Adam Oiz Loi Bach. Ashrei Adam Oiz Leibach. Fortunate is the person who has Oiz, this chutzpah, and what's the chutzpah of Beis Chaf, the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. Ashrei Adam Oiz Leibach. That he's able to use to see the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, Hashem's will, the Torah, and everything in his life. He connects the Torah. Everything in his life he connects to Hashem. Ashrei Adam Oiz Leibach in the 22 letters. He akarat ratzav is kol habriya kula. That's what the tzaddik does. The tzaddik brings the whole briya back to Hashem. When he's having coffee, it's kaver le Hashem. It's anin of haves Hashem. When he's at work, his kavana is that it should be leman Hashem. So he's a tzarf. The whole briya back to Hashem. So it's tremendous azaz. It's tremendous chutzpah. Tum oiz lelukim. Asher tum oiz lebach. But the things that are furthest away, he brings back to God. Everything's Hashem. There's only one. And he's mitzvah of everything Hashem. And if it don't keep me away from this, I don't have to stay away from having a job. I don't have to davka be in a place of kedush, because everything is a lakus. And I'm going to use this as an opportunity also to bring it back to Hashem. This is the koch of tziruf. B'chtei l'kabal al tereshi, mitzvah is a kol, tziruchim yos azim shabumis. Zuz shleimus v'shamidus azis, this is the shleimus of the midah azis. That it binds it together, everything, it joins everything together in the Azaz of Kedusha. Regarding this, it says, Tnu Oiz Lelukim. So when it's used in Kedusha, there's nothing that can keep me away. I have the chutzpah to go after that, even though it seems that I don't have any shachas, I don't belong there. No, the Torah is the sharish of everything. And to the extent that a person learns Torah, which teaches us the art of bringing everything to Hashem, he's able to use Azaz and Chutzpah in a way that is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we should be zeichet to this.